Yes.
Have you been fishing lately?
We have. We went fishing last weekend. It was Saturday we went, and it was a beautiful day. We went to Bridport, got the kids up early. They didn't get much on that, but they did enjoy the day on the water at Bridport.
Did you catch anything?
We did. It was actually, we go to Bridport because you don't often miss at Bridport with flatheads. It was all about the kids and the flathead. But it was actually quite slow. It was tough. It was hard work. And we had a little competition going between the kids. We had four kids. So we had two kids down the Darwin side, two kids down the Port side. And it was, I think we had $5 for the first fish. We had $5 for most fish and $20 for the biggest flathead. And that sort of gets kids a bit keener. There's not a lot of whinging going on if they think they're going to earn $20 to catch a fish. So it was the starboard side of the boat. They hit the ground running and they did quite well and picked up first fish. And they started to work their way into the most fish category. And then my son Mason caught a tiger flathead that went, I think it went 460. And so he was in the running for the $20. And I said, well, that's going to take the beat given how it's been fishing. And then true to form, the very next fish beat him, knocked him off. And then he was lucky to catch another one later in the day that went 550, and he took out took the money. So that was good.
Good for you. So for people who want to hook a flatty this weekend on the coast thereabouts, where do you reckon?
Well, I would recommend probably staying inside because I'm not 100% sure the weather's going to be favourable for doing anything.
Actually, well, I'll tell you. I just
let's have a look.
I just did the weather for everyone else, but for you, so rain today, 8 to 15 mils. Forget about that. All right. Today's going to be yucky. Saturday, just a few morning showers, 1 to 2 mils. Should be all right in the afternoon, and then fine on Sunday with the winds dropping.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. What's the breeze, though? What's the wind you're doing on the weekend?
Yeah, so we've got a strong wind warning today.
Yes.
So not good today, but much better. Getting lighter Saturday and then really good Sunday. Very light Sunday.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Well, I would suggest whatever you do, if you're fishing from the shore, which is going to be a little bit tough because there's going to be some fresh water about, but if you're out in a boat and you manage to get out and the weather is okay, just move about. Like we moved about a lot. We managed to pick up our fish in the end, but if you sort of didn't move about a lot, you would have a very slight day. They were very slow, and what we had to do was just find a bank or a slight little bit of something going on at the bottom where we started to pick them up. But it was tough, and we did move about a lot. And when I say move about, we started out a bit deeper, so we started out in about 35 metres. And then we just kept moving in and moving sort of zigzag back towards the shore. And we ended up finding a couple of pockets of fish, but it was tough, but we did have to persevere, which is quite strange. It may be that time of the year. Howie thought he was stirring the kids up and said the trawler's come through and got them all. And then we had a discussion about with the kids, and they didn't really know much about what was going on. But there's a New Zealand boat that gathers up a few flathead off the coast, and they do some what they call Danish sea netting. And we were just stirring the kids up, going, "Well, what is it? Is it New Zealand or is it the Dutch? You know, who's involved here?" But we were just stirring them up and explaining them how it all goes down. So they had a great time.
Yeah. I might as well do the tide times, actually, while I'm here for our mates at Deegan Marine. So we've got a high tide this afternoon, 4:12 p.m.
Quite high.
3.36 metres. But today's yucky for fishing. So Saturday's high, 4:50 in the afternoon, 3.4, again, pretty high. Sunday's high when the weather's a lot better. There'll be a high nice and early at 5:15, 3.2 metres. And then in the afternoon, Sunday, probably the best time, 5:36, so sort of just on dusk there at 3.42 metres. There you go.
Yeah, well, there you go. There looks like to be a bit of weather and a reasonable tide to get out and try some fishing. But if you don't get out, it is, of course, getting very close to August, and August is trout fish time.
Yeah.
On trout season. So if you don't get out for fish, grab your old trout tackle boxes, go through. You know, find your rusty hooks, re-put your rings and trebles on your favourite lures, and get ready for a trout opening. That's what I'll be probably doing.
Yeah. I saw a photo in the Advocate yesterday of Rodney Howe. Do you know Rodney?
Yes, of course. Rodney from Tackle World and Burnie.
Hooked a big stripy trumpeter over in the West Coast. Very nice.
Yes, yes. He took advantage of the weather that came through, and it was flat as flat on the West Coast. We were actually lamenting the fact that we never went down the West Coast when we were at Bridport when the flathead was slow. But because we have the kids, you go out a fair way, and it's not, you know, it breaks the kids a little bit when you travel 40 minutes in the boat out to where you've got to catch the stripies. But that is something that people will be doing and making the most of, because that season for striped trumpeter shuts in September. So everyone will be making good while they can. But that was a very, very nice fish. And the West Coast fish, they are a quality fish. Not only are they long, they seem to be in very good condition and nice and thick.
Mm. All right. Anything else you want to mention before we go?
Oh, I think we're pretty good.
We're pretty good. All right, mate. Well, you can go back to bed now.
Well, I just have to get up and give my daughter a dressing down. She's had an alarm going every 15 minutes for about the last hour. And that's probably the only real reason that I noticed that I'd missed your call, because I had to get up and wake her up and give her a bit of a dressing down. It's like, how do you not wake up?
Just do what I do and just rip the plug straight out of the socket.
Wow.
Don't say a word. Just go in and just rip the plug out. Straight out of the socket. Enough said. Just walk out.
I'll just hammer throw it straight off the mountain down into the yard.
All right, plug your website and Facebook there.
That's Team Penn Simrad Fishing and Go Fish Tasmania with Moz Hooch.
All right, mate. Talk to you next week.
All right. Have a great weekend, everyone. Drive safe out there in the wet. All right.